Before we get into this episode, please like and subscribe to our podcast on your podcast listening platform. Give us a 5-star rating. It helps us get discovered. You can also follow us on every social media platform at Druggle Buds Podcast. Give us a shout out, message us. We may feature you in a future episode. You can also buy us a beer. Bruce, tell them about our premium subscribers.
Our premium subscribers buy us a beer once a month. It's $5. We have 3 extra special ones. If you do it every month for the whole year, we'll send you a t-shirt of the Drunk with Buds. We got some fire ones going on right now. So come support the show by sending us a beer. $5 a month, 1 beer, and we'll shout you out on the show.
And also check out our merchandise at spring.com. You can find our link in the show notes. We've got all kinds of merch on there, including shirts, hoodies, glassware, and stickers. The link is in our show notes.
Hey, I'm Brian Krause, and I am getting placebo drunk with buds.
Do you want to get drunk with buds?
Oi, oi!
I want to get drunk with buds.
Oi, oi!
We are getting drunk with buds. Oi, oi! Oi, oi!
Welcome, everybody, to Drunk with Buds, a show about trying new beers with some friends and having discussions you would normally have at a bar. As always, we get all of our beer information from the Untapped app. That's UNTAPPD. You can now follow the show on there at Drunk with Buds.
This week, we are joined by the wonderful Hollywood actor Brian Krause, who played Leo Wyatt on Charmed. He also starred in Stephen King's 1992 film, The Sleepwalkers, and more recently in the 2023 movie Breakout as Max Chandler. Also, look out for this year's horror film, The Wendigo, as Brian plays Sheriff Bradley Elkins. Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on, buds. This is an honor. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you giving us the time. Today, we are enjoying some non-alcoholic beers, and we will get to know Brian a little bit better, as well as have some fun in our weekly segments. Let's get into our first beer, Honer.
All right. So it looks like the first beer is Revive by En Route. It's Santa Cruz County, California. Style Guide says, juicy apple melds with the upfront black tea note. While the spritz of lemon is very light, you won't notice the cayenne influence except as a slightly scratchy character on the back of the throat, which is never unpleasant and which actually perks up an otherwise quiet experience. 30 milligrams of caffeine is also nice. Taste profile, tea, yerba, cayenne, lemon, citrus, apple, refreshing, and zing.
All right, what's everyone take a sip and tell us what you think?
First off, though, the sediment in here, is it the cayenne or is it just like...
It's the yerba mate.
Because there's no hops
yerba
in
yerba mate. Yeah.
You need to like swirl it around because 3 of you did not swirl it.
What the hell is yerba mate?
I took it upside down and I swirled it. That's what I did.
I don't know. Mine's nice and swirled. And
apparently there's other flavors offered. It's strawberry, lavender, rosemary, peach, hibiscus, jasmine, green tea, mango, turmeric, ginger, raspberry, mint, white, peony.
Peony.
Peony. Wait, those are other ones offered, not like this one. Inside correct. This one.
Ooh.
Yeah, these are other flavors.
Oh, my
dude,
God.
Dude, there's that little back kick or kickback.
The cayenne kicking.
Yeah. Brian.
I kinda like it, though.
I like it.
Brian, what do you think?
It's not bad. That's I could see that over some crunchy ice.
Mm.
You know, if you're looking for an alcohol alternative, you're going out, maybe you're the driver of the night. This is something that gives you a little boost.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of feel it with the cayenne and... Yeah, I think I'd order that. That is a scratchy note on the back of my throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like tea?
I do love tea.
I'm not a tea guy, so I think that's why I'm not enjoying this as much. But
I love tea.
I do like the kick. I like it.
Yeah.
A little spicy.
Just a little kick.
It makes you kind of just enough for you like, I need to cool it down again with more, and then you get the kick again.
I've never had a spicy tea, so this is the first for
me. I think if you wanted to add alcohol to that, a good compliment, maybe some sort of whiskey, right?
Ooh.
I don't know. Whiskey. Now we're – listen, it's been Fighting a minute fuck. Since I've added the imbibed, if you will, but I can – oh, maybe a tequila. Who knows? Ooh. Look at me. I know. Just because I stop drinking doesn't mean I don't fantasize.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get it.
I like it, though.
Yeah, it's a good taste.
Yeah, I may pick that up. So where are those available?
I got ours at a local liquor store, but I have seen them in a couple of bars, and they're out of California, so I'm sure they're all over California.
Right.
This was founded by Brad Pitt.
No. Yeah, I read that.
Yeah.
I read that.
Another reason why I picked it up is just, you know, acting elite with the acting elite that we're on the podcast with.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, have you ever done you can do a cleanse, the whole body cleanse, right? And it's lemon, cayenne, water.
I've done that.
And you can do it for a couple of days. That's kind of what it reminds me of a little bit.
Yeah.
The yerba mate.
But better. Tastes better than that.
Yeah, it definitely tastes better than that. And I'm going to have a sandwich soon.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump into our first segment of the day. It's we're going to get to know you a little bit better, Brian. Beer flights.
Who?
What?
When?
Where?
Why?
And how?
All right, so this is Beer Flights, where we ask you extremely hard questions, very personal. We get really deep into who you are.
Adult.
All right, you ready for the first one?
You sure?
Who are you?
I am a human being named Brian Krause.
Nice. Beautiful. What makes up this human being? I've heard some, rumors and stuff that acting wasn't your first love and passion.
Well, I mean, no, I think like any kid, you want to do whatever, from veterinary to, and then I really loved soccer after baseball and didn't work. And I kind of followed that through college for a minute and realized there was no, in the late 80s, you had to go international. And I was not that good. So I kind of saw the writing on the wall. And then I thought about going into sports medicine so I could stay involved in, sports and tape ankles and whatever. Realizing you had to go to medical school and do the whole thing, that was going to be another 5-6 years. And I was like, maybe I'm better built as an actor. Whoa, that's a lot of reading.
Try out for the MLS?
No, so MLS started actually just a couple years after. So right after I did Blue Lagoon, Sleepwalkers, the MLS started, I think, 92-3. So a lot of the guys I played soccer with in college were like, dudes, they were trying out and they were trying to convince me to come down. And I was like, I haven't played in, a couple of years. Like I'm not that in shape. And I know quite a few guys that actually played in the MLS, those early 5-6 years, formative years at MLS.
Oh, that's cool, man.
And I'm like, you played in the pros? Like, you didn't even start on a high school team. But, these guys worked at it.
Exactly.
And, what it's become is unbelievable.
Do you still play for fun at least?
I play for fun. It's been a minute. Awesome. It's been a couple of years. I got back into baseball, hardball. And playing in a men's league of that in Los Angeles for about 15 years. Wow. It's a lot less impact than, soccer and the running. But I did play a pub I used to visit a lot had a soccer team and they'd play on Sundays. And then they get in a league immensely. It's all over. I think we were playing over 35 and everybody aged over 40. Over 45.
Win any championships?
Not in the men's league. No. Gotcha.
I was gonna say nowadays everybody gets a trophy. So,
my
brother gets one.
So, Brian, what's TV acting like? Give us an idea of a week of shooting on a hit TV show like you have been on.
Typically, a TV show, if you were to watch a show today, whatever you're watching, they film that show. Any one-hour show takes approximately eight days to film, just filming it. Then it's another eight or so to edit it, add music, do the whole thing, and get it out to you. It takes about three. It's about a three-week process. So what will happen is you'll get a script the week before. You kind of know it. Ish, but you show up Monday 6:30 in the morning and you're going until a lot of shows work more than 12 hours, 14-15 hours, and the crew, you're working on the crew, if you're grip, light, whatever you're doing, you have no other life outside of doing this. You know, as an actor, you show up, maybe I only have a couple scenes, it's real cozy. Everybody's like, oh, can I get you anything? You're like, okay, you do your lines. You're like, I'm exhausted, right? You go home, you come back, you do it again. But if you're a crew member, you're working 12 to 14 hours a day, yeah, every day, 5 days a week. And a lot of shows work into Saturday. So you have to have a certain turnaround. You start at 6 a.m. Monday. By the time you get to Friday, your call time to start the day may be at noon or 2 o'clock, which means you're going to go till 4 in the morning on Saturday. So a lot of people on some of these bigger shows don't even have time to turn around and do their laundry. It's incredible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Is it even worse on like Blue Lagoon? Because were you out on like an island and you're just like the weather and all that stuff? Or is it kind of like movie magic and it was just like a fake island?
That's the best. You know, we were actually in Fiji for 3 months. So when you look at a large feature film that may hit the screen, they take 6 to 8 weeks to 6 months to shoot these things. So 2 hours of movie is about 100 pages, 120 pages. An hour of television is about 50-ish pages, right? So yeah, in television, 50, 60 pages, you're doing about 8 to 12 pages a day. In a feature film like that, you know, you're doing, okay, one page. Okay, this, we're doing this paragraph that says, you know, they take the boat through the harbor and see the sunset. And they have all these camera angles and it's going to take all day. So, you know, in a large movie, a Marvel movie, one little segment may take, like in Sleepwalkers, for example, when we're in the cemetery and I'm attacking Tanya and that whole thing. Well, that was like 3.5 pages in the script. And we spent 2 weeks on it.
Oh, wow.
So that's the difference. In television, you don't have time. You're 8 to 10 pages a day. You show up, you're burning through 4, 5, 6 scenes. You go, you're 2, 3 cameras, you turn around. It's more of a fast-paced production. It's not soap opera, which is 200 pages a day. Yeah, but, you know, they're doing a couple hundred pages in a day. But, they don't move the camera. Whereas TV, you do. Right. Now a high show like let's say 24, if you were a fan of 24.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they took about 10 days because of all the explosions and the action and everything they had to do. But still, that was 14 hours a day, and they didn't stop. And when you watch that show, it's so much action. It's so much production value. And to get that in 10 days, it would take most people, you know, a month or two if you were making that as a film. But that's, you know, they have a big budget. They have multiple stages, multiple cameras, different crews. You know, you almost have 2 or 3 crews going at once on a show like that. Like on Charmed, we were generally one crew. But then as we got further along, we had a whole separate crew that would go out and shoot maybe the bad guys or the out exterior. So you almost have 2 full units going at one time, shooting, trying to get the show done that quickly.
Now, I've been doing a rewatch. I used to watch back, you know, when it was live, but I'm doing a rewatch lately, and I didn't realize this back when I was first watching it, but you guys had a lot of, like, 2000s era bands just show up and play in the club. And I'm like, that's a big band. That's still a big band. And it's like, you guys had, like, did the producers have an end to the beat of popular music in the 2000s?
I mean, I think we were owned by Warner Brothers at the time, so maybe they were all Warner Brothers music label people. But also the girls, you know, Shanna, Alyssa, Holly, they were kind of icons in that era. And I think when they threw that out there to people, I think some of the bands, these people were fans of the girls. So that helped them get, you know, the different people. Plus now you're going to be on prime time. They get to cut some new song, you know, hey, they get a little FaceTime. I mean, I guess it was a win-win both ways. I don't know.
Yeah.
I, you know, the worst part is that I I was never around for it. Like, oh, my character, you're over here. This is all about the girls in the band. Yeah. I'm like, oh, great.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Speaking of Charmed, so I actually, my mom and I watched Charmed. I watched it growing up. And so I text her last night and I was like, do you have anything to ask? And she wants to know what your favorite episode of Charmed was or is.
Oh, you know, I always kind of say the same one, and it's called Saving Private Leo. And in this episode, you learn about my past, and it's all about Leo. But the reason is, it was the Spelling and Duke Vincent that, you know, created Aaron Spelling. They had come to the set that day, and they told me they were, you know, they wanted to expand my character and, you know, officially make me a part of the show as a regular.
Okay.
And they wanted to expand my character. So they came down and like, look, we're increasing your role and your, you know, so it was kind of like, you know, goal. It was when I, you know, my goal was accomplished. Like I had a goal of getting on a TV show and becoming a regular from, you know, just the way it happened. And and that was kind of like the pinnacle of it. And you know, and it had my character's name in the episode. So I was like, yeah, this one's about me, bitches.
Finally.
Fuck your power three. It's about Leo. It's about Leo.
And I also saw that, so before I knew that you were going to be on the show, I was planning to take my mom to the Lexington Comic-Con, and I recently found out that you are going to be there as well. Are you excited about that, or
I am excited. I know we're going to have, I don't know, if maybe three of the girls are going to be there, and Drew's going to be there. Yeah. I don't know if Dorian's going to be there or not, but we're going to have a pretty good turnout there. It's a show I haven't been to before. I've done one in Kentucky before, but not, I haven't done Lexington, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited. That's what, a month away?
Oh, yeah. I'm so pumped. Like, it's my mom's birthday present, so.
Yay. All right, well, tell her to swing by.
Well, heck yeah.
What's a day at the con like for you?
If you've been to a Comic-Con, you may know what they're like. For those that haven't, it's, you know, they're just fun. It's you can be anything you want to be inside of a convention hall. And that's the beautiful thing about it. You know, it's conventions are a place for those that may not feel, maybe you don't walk out, maybe you're not on a sports field, maybe you're not playing golf, maybe you're playing tennis, maybe you're playing, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you don't go to the bars, but if you have some, if you're into some fandom or anything, you like to dress up as Sailor Moon, it doesn't matter. You walk in that hall and you are beloved by everybody. You know, it's like a judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
And it's just really fucking cool. And so as an actor, I come in and everybody's so nice and and listen, everybody's like, we loved you. Oh my God, you were awesome. Oh, hi, I can't wait to meet you. So all day people are like, you're the best. And so people are like, oh, is this tiring for you? And I know some actors get tired. Oh, this fucking work, this con. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. You're sitting in a chair. People come up to you and tell you how great you are all day.
Yeah.
That you're making money. And then you go home. It's a weekend. Are you like, there is another downside to it. And, you know, for me, it's like, it's so amazing to meet people that watch the show, people that, you know, were moved by what we did. And, you know, it's not stage work where you get a media reaction, right? We're not on stage. So, you know, making the show so long ago and, you know, to just interact with the fans, it really fills my heart. And, you know, I've heard so many stories why people watch certain shows. And I think we all do that perhaps with movies and television shows. When we're sad, when we're happy, when whatever, we identify to certain characters and certain things that, you know, may help us feel differently outside of our own life. And then to hear the stories from fans and connect, it's a blessing. I mean, it's really fun. It's fun. It can be tiring, but come on. I get home from them and I want to call my agent and go, look, people like me.
I love that
you
mindset.
You need to get me a fucking job.
Yeah, that's a great mindset. I appreciate that. Morgan, did you have any more questions?
No, just fangirling right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was her favorite character.
Really?
Yeah, one of my favorite characters. Because I always thought you were like the nice guy, and you're just always like treated in the show, like treated Piper right and everything. So, and I grew up watching with my mom, so it was just a sentimental comfort show.
That's nice. It's amazing. You know, that show just keeps, you know, it gets passed on from generation, from moms to daughters to daughters. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. I don't know that we really knew that. You know, the show wasn't as popular. We did okay, but remember, we were on Channel 5 or the WB. So it's like you get 2 million viewers, you're killing it on that network, where other shows are getting 20 million viewers. So yeah. We weren't super popular, if you will, but since it went into syndication and it's on every day, twice a day, and DVDs, it feels like the audience has just expanded. And, you know, I'm just a dude who got lucky, right? Had a dream and put one foot in front of the other. And, you know, to be a part of it is just, it's just such a, it's life's crazy.
When did you really know that, like, Charmed was going to, like, really, like, take off like it did?
I mean, I don't know that I guess when we got picked up into season 2-3, like Shannon, first season was like, okay, they're going to do this. But once we went into season 2, started to get an audience, it's like, okay, this is working. But it still wasn't like a nationwide, I think more people watch it now or have than when it was on the air. So it really wasn't until we started going into syndication and then actually on TNT, where you can watch it twice a day, every day. You know, it's on at the gym, you know. So I think that's when it really started going, holy crap, you know. And then we started doing conventions, Holly and I and Shannon. I think we did one, got to be 10, 15 years ago. And that was our first, like, oh, my gosh, like this is – wow, it's bigger than it felt at the time. And like I said, you're working. Your eight day episodes, your Monday through Friday, you're working. So there's no time to really, you know, you're resting on Saturday, you're doing your thing, you're back to work. So you don't really feel, especially in Hollywood where nobody cares what, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know if there was ever a feeling that it was something, right? It's not like you show up at a stadium and there's 100,000 people.
We've been seeing that with a lot of older shows, like The Power of Netflix, you know, where.
Right.
Yeah. Where they're getting like revivals pretty much.
Yeah.
And so that's always
nice. True.
Well, I remember when How I Met Your Mother was going to get canceled. And then all of a sudden the views went up on like Hulu or Netflix, whatever it was on. And then all of a sudden it didn't get canceled because it came around midway where it's like, can it go on or die?
Right. And look at Suits. All of a sudden that became hip again. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, wait, what? I thought it was still on.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
Like, what's happening?
And now I hear they're making a Suits LA. So
see, there you go. And that's all fan driven, right?
Right.
That's fan driven for sure.
Crazy how it's changed.
Yeah.
What is a dream role of yours, or have you already done it?
I mean, a dream role, like something to play. I mean, anything in the Star Wars universe, the Marvel universe, those are, you know, big, lofty, hairy, delicious goals. But, you know, as far as a character, you know, I really want to be in a Western and, you know, I haven't even had a chance. I played some things in the period, but not like a true Western. So that's, I think as I'm aging and getting more wrinkles, I think we're, you know, I can actually grow a gray beard. So here we go.
Getting closer to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Get off my land.
You see Nick Searcy, he just did a Western.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun. Getting in that Marvel universe, playing superhero character would be a blast, or anything around that, put me in the office. But
I can see you as Loki.
Loki, it'd be fun. Yeah. I mean, everything's fun. I just got to work with Kevin Hart a couple of months ago, and I'll be in the upcoming Die Hard, and I play this crazy, out of character, funny role, and it's something I've never been allowed to even audition for or get hired for. So that was really different.
I just watched that.
The last Die Hard. So they're making a third one.
Oh, okay.
It'll come out in June.
Dude, that's awesome.
Can't wait for that. Look
forward to that.
Yeah.
Brian's already caught up.
It's amazing.
The Kevin Hart one, yeah. Oh, he was funny in that.
He's funny.
Is that Amazon Prime?
I think it's Roku. Oh,
okay.
Oh, I don't have Roku.
Well, we'll get it. It's
free, Phil.
Oh,
it's free.
So, Brian, we were talking before. We're doing non-alcoholic today because you gave up drinking. Well, you used to drink, and you mentioned that you still go out with your friends, and you didn't want to be that guy just sipping on some Diet Coke. Are you okay with sharing the reasoning behind you leaving alcohol behind? And
I mean, absolutely. If you got a minute, yeah. I mean, I won't go fully into my whole why, but I mean, I will. I mean, it's, I started drinking, I think, like most people in high school, right? 15, 16, you try it. I was the guy in the corner going, I can't feel my finger, and biting it, right?
Wow.
But growing up where I did in Southern California, not unlike a lot of America, it was binge drinking, right? How fast can you get that beer in your belly, from beer bongs to, mm-hmm. Keg parties? And that just seemed to be the end of high school. And then I didn't really drink in my early 20s as I was Blue Lagoon and Sleepwalkers and stuff. And, but I would. And it was always generally just beer. And then when I got divorced, actually, we were on doing Charmed. My son moved across the country with my ex, and it was just a really hard time. And I had gone out with Alyssa, and that didn't work. And, here I was doing the show, and, I felt like I didn't really have friends. I didn't have family, my kids across the country, and I started drinking every day. And it turned into 2.5 bottles of wine or 15 beers or, half a bottle or more of vodka, whatever it took to fall asleep,
right?
And that would lead to, let's get an 8-ball. Oh, let's smoke all the weed. Oh, let's, and then things start happening and relationships and fights and losing money and tax problems. And, my life started, it was put together by Band-Aids. And ultimately I was, emotionally, I hadn't fixed myself emotionally as I got further into drinking.
Yeah.
And, there was a lot of fun times. Let me tell you, a lot of fun times. But, I'd go out with the guys, go to the bar, 2 drinks, Mr. Responsible. See you guys. And then I'd stop at the Circle K and pick up a 12-pack and, go fall asleep to it. So that just continued. And once the show ended and I had some issues with a girlfriend and that fell apart, and that was all alcohol fueled rage. And, then I was like, I started thinking, gosh, maybe this is a problem. Right. But I couldn't find a way to stop. And it was really, I just couldn't, I think I was just too depressed. And I finally had a girlfriend who was like, look, it's me or the booze. What are you going to choose? And I was like, look, it's one fucking beer tonight. Like, give me a break. And she walked out, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, screw her. Yeah, this beer's cold. and so, I took a few months and, tried to get my way back to her and wound up doing a year. I got off it somehow, and we moved in together, and, we kept fighting. And I was like, wow, our problems aren't based off of alcohol, right? They're based off of us. And so we broke up, and I really kind of went deep and for the next year or two. And then I, things were just trouble, man. I was getting in trouble. Nothing was going well. I didn't feel good about myself. I was becoming bitter. I didn't love myself. I didn't love my life. I hadn't dealt with all this emotional pain from getting divorced 20 years ago. And I finally, someone had taken me to a meeting or something, and I was like, oh, fuck, you know, and I went and that started. I was like, you know what, let me try and do 30 days. And I did 30 days and I felt amazing. And, you know, and then that led to kind of doing my own self work of, you know, really looking at myself and, you know, the emotional hurts that I'm blaming the world for. And, you know, that led to 6 months, led to, I wound up doing a year, wound up doing a year and a half. And then I was like, all right, I got this licked. And I started drinking again, you know, off and on. I do a month on, I took a month off. And that happened for a year. And then did another year and a half, a year. And then I thought I could drink. Like, I'm fixed, right? Emotionally, yeah. Everything. I love my life. I could go out, have a couple glasses of wine and fine. And then I started getting these really horrible stomach pains. And I was sweating. And we were at a Comic-Con in, I think it was somewhere, Oklahoma, maybe. Okay. And I'd gone out the night before with the guys, and it was, you know, double vodka tonics, thing, stuff, a couple beers on the side. And I literally could barely stand the next day. And people would come up to the table. I'd be like, hey, how you doing? And they'd leave. And then I'd be like, I got to lay down, and I'm sweating. And I'm like, you know, this is a problem. And I mean, this isn't your typical hangover. So I came home and I saw a good friend of mine who's a doctor, and he ran some tests, and he's like, look, and it's funny. So I went out to his house, and he's a doctor. Remember, he's got this golf house in Palm Springs. It's gorgeous. And he's showing me around the kitchen. Oh, look, I picked up a bottle of this. We're going to have a boys' weekend. Right. And he goes, but I got your results back. It's over. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, it's over. You're done. So I had early onset pancreatitis. He said, so you have a choice. You can drink or die. What do you want to do? He goes, I recommend no more than an ounce of alcohol a year. Wow. He goes, anything over that, I don't want to be your friend, and you're going to die. So you have a choice. You want to drink? I'm like, are you fucking with me now? Like,
damn.
And like, what, are you kidding? Did you just offer me a drink? And so, you know, I was already kind of teetering, and it was like, all right, you know what? I either live or I die. And, you know, I know people that have gotten pancreatitis, and apparently they still think they can drink, and they go out and they fuck with it, and they're back in the hospital or getting a blood transfusion or losing the kidney or the heart or the whatever. And, you know, the truth is I drank used up all my drink tickets and probably five other people's, right?
Yeah.
I was stealing them, hoarding them, using them, and you know, I used up my drink tickets. And
I'm personally glad that you gave that up so you can be here with us, and you know, and just doing your art and all that stuff too. And you were talking to us about, you know, like you were looking for like alternatives when you're going out. So I hope we picked out a couple of good ones that you know, will be able to ask for when you go out with your friends and still want to do stuff that's not just Diet Coke.
Yeah, and I hope they don't kill you.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. You know, the alcohol, it's like I became allergic to it, you know, probably through abuse. But I think the hardest thing, and maybe some other people may struggle with this too, is like, even if you're the designated driver, to go to that bar, you know, it's so ingrained for us to be social through and with alcohol. So for me to go, you know, to not drink and take that peace out of my life, it's like, oh, now I just got to stay home and be boring, right? It's like, you know, you don't go to the bar, you don't go to the restaurant, you're not hanging out because you're not part of it. And, you know, I think that was what I thought, right? I think it's what we all think. Well, it's not going to be fun to go to that party. I'm not drinking this weekend, you know? And it's like, well, that's not true. You know, that's something we put in our head. And so it's right. Taken a while to be like, no, man, show up. I mean, you know what I mean? 10-year-old Brian would have gone to that party and had cake and been wired on sugar. Like, let's go. So it's taken a while. So yeah, finding drinks like this, like you picked out, especially something with a little caffeine, you know, I like the caffeine. So that's fantastic.
So speaking of these non-alcoholics, what's great this one that we have right here, the Enroute cold brew tea. How we do it is we do it on a scale of between 0 and 5 by quarters. Brian, what would you rank this cold brew tea
from 1 to 5?
From 0 to 5 by quarters.
By quarters. Well, feeling the aftertaste of it now, it's like, okay, it's not as sweet as I may like.
Might have to add some sugar.
Yeah, maybe add a little sugar, maybe a little drop of something, you know, add to it in a mixed drink. But I think it's pretty solid. As far as something, you know, maybe you're going on a road trip. I don't know if I'm sitting around at home drinking it, but as a going out cold brew tea, you know, something to order at a restaurant or a bar, I'd have to say it's pretty close to four.
Nice, nice. I'm right there with you. I love that little cayenne at the end. I'm a cold brew iced tea person already. I do like that it's unsweetened, but I think it would also taste good with maybe a little agave in there and sweetened up a little bit. I'm going to give it a four as well. I think it's pretty spectacular, and I would order this at a bar if they were offering it, if I was the driver.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I'm going to give this a three. Like you both said, I think it needs to be a little sweeter, and I think that would just set it off perfectly. And the back end, the fire, the cayenne, very nice. That's probably the part I enjoy most about drinking this.
Yeah, I'd have to say I'm going to give it a 3.5. I wish it did have a little bit more sweetness, like you guys said, like add a little bit more sugar. But it's good for what it is. Maybe one of those other flavors they have, like the strawberry one that I saw on there. Mm. It looks sounded good too. But yeah, it's not bad. What about you, Morgie?
I really liked it. I'm going to give it a 4.5. Nice. I didn't get a lot of like the cayenne, like the hot that you guys were talking about. I don't know if Honer took a lot of that or what. But I like swirled this shit up, so I don't know if that helped too. But I really liked it. I thought it was good.
She's more tolerant to spicy shit than me anyway.
Yeah.
And she likes Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Brad Pitt's onto something, though. This is not bad.
Not bad, right?
All right, we're going to take a little break. We're going to take a little ad break, and we'll get right back to it.
Looking for a cool craft beer bar? Hop Station Craft Bar has over 30 rotating taps and hundreds of bottles and cans to enjoy. They also do can purchases for carryout. Not a fan of beer? Well, you're in luck because they have a unique cocktail menu as well. So come enjoy the arcade games, dart boards, and the pool table. Oh, did we forget to mention the food? Whether you want street tacos or delicious pizza, you can't go wrong. With the outdoor patio, it won't be hard for you to find the perfect spot to relax. So head down to Hop Station, the number one craft beer bar in Indiana. You'll find them on 318 Union Street, Mishawaka, Indiana.
I'm taking a shower.
He's taking a shower. Getting funky in this motherfucker. Getting uptown funky with the little monkey. Gonna kick it on the curb. I ain't got no chance for it.
Power of three.
Upbeat, energetic, funk by Infraction. No copyright music. Sweet life. Infraction. No copyright by...
Welcome back, Drunk with Babardians. We are here with Brian Krause. Welcome, Brian Krause. How's it going?
Oh, it's going very well. It's a little cold in America these days across the country, but
yes,
we're staying warm.
Are you in California right now?
I'm in Georgia.
Oh, Georgia? Georgia.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop into our next beer. Bruce.
Seedless Mango from Urban Artifact. Urban Artifact is a brewery out of Cincinnati, Ohio. There's been only 26 check-ins for 3.87 average. This is a non-alcoholic beer with 0% ABVs and 0% IBUs. It has a style guide saying mango, light, and sweet. What does everyone think?
Okay, so honestly, this finally, like, you finally feel like this. If I were to ever drink non-alcoholic beers, right, these are the ones that I would definitely choose because they have flavor.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't taste like alcohol, obviously, but it's just... oh my God. Yeah, these would be the choice for me.
Nice and light.
Mm.
Kind of almost, I don't want to say buttery, but just a little like.
A little buttery,
but.
We got a.
Viscous. It's very viscous with
the
lightness.
We got that cornbread moonshine still if you want some butter.
Yeah.
Cornbread. See, I think I need to throw this over ice.
Go for it.
Man, I otherwise, out of the can. I don't know. I'm getting like a weird
tinny flavor.
Yeah, a little tinny flavor, and the way it pops in my throat, I think it's more of a sipping. See, that's part of my problem too. I get something alcoholic, like non-alcoholic, and I was a chugger of beer and alcohol. Like, you know, you'd turn around and be like, dude, what the hell? Like, I'm going back to the bar. Hold on, what do you need?
Now, do you normally go for non-alcoholic beers, or do you do the Diet Cokes?
For a while there, when I first stopped, I did the Odules, who's really the only thing on the market. And now there's so many options,
yeah,
which is fantastic. The only one I've really tried, the new one, is that Heineken non-alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a non-alcoholic beer, to me, that's the one that tastes the most like a beer. But you know, now you're like, oh, why am I drinking a fake beer? Like, calories, things, stuff. Who am I kidding? Yeah. So I like this option with the. Ooh, when you pour it over ice, it gets all bubbly and fuzzy.
Man, it does taste good. So I do like this. I'm not a mango fruit person, but in this concoction, I do enjoy this.
You might like the next or the other one.
What's the next better. One?
You'll find out, won't you?
I should know about it.
Strawberry.
Thank I can you. See that in a thing. Maybe some blended ice. You put a little umbrella in it. Maybe a lime on the side.
Put some actual mango slices in it.
Oh,
now we're having a party.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we do have mango slices.
And an umbrella on it.
Ooh.
You can definitely probably get them to order it that way at a bar. You can be like, can I get that seedless mango? Put it on some crushed ice, please. And
what if they just put a whole ass mango in it, though? Like, just peel
just hollow it out and you're just drinking out of the mango?
Or is this like a series of seedless?
Yes, that's their non-alcoholic version.
It's their new ones, cool. Yeah. So they're going to have a bunch come out later. These are just their two that they have so far. But obviously they do a shit ton of fruits anyway, like with their actual beers and tarts. So, yeah, they're definitely going to start having a whole wide range of flavors. So
definitely shouts out to Urban Artifact. They are like the top of the top when it comes to being on top, you know?
So top, bro.
Shots out.
No, I guess the question is, I guess they're creating something that's verging into the soda land as well as. So does that mean, and I haven't been to a bar in a minute, but when you go pony up to the bar and they got the case, you could see the beers displayed in the open fridge below. Is that where this will be? Or is it going to be more in your Circle K, your grocery store? You know, and you're going to pick this up in the soda aisle or in the alcohol.
I think they're going to keep it in alcohol.
It's in the alcohol aisle. Yeah. They have a whole sections now.
Yeah, they have, you got like, they start with the seltzers and stuff, and then they go into the craft beers, and then they go into domestic, and then they got non-alcoholics next to it.
And then some bars do carry some non-alcoholic for people who are, you know, being DDs but want to drink along. So, and then Urban Artifact does distribute pretty wide, so there's a good chance you might see it out in L.A.
You got to watch it in these liquor stores because, like, some of these sound really good, but it's very faint or very little that it says non-alcoholic, so you might buy one on accident. At least that's what it was for me, like, 2 weeks ago when I went. I was like, damn, these sound really good.
Couldn't even tell.
And then it says non-alcoholic. It's like, oh, I want alcohol. But it sounds
like
good.
I can drive. I'm fine. Yeah. No, really, I'm fine.
Well, Blase, maybe you just need glasses if you can't read the tiny
I get pulled
print.
Over and a bunch of non-alcoholic cans just drop out as I get taken out.
Yeah, exactly.
Swear, I'm not drunk.
All right, we're going to get into our next segment. It's actually a new old segment. On our old podcast, The Bag, we did ad libs, mad libs. Did we call them drunk libs?
I think it was drunk libs.
We called them drunk libs, but now we're going to do it. We're going to bring it back. We're going to try it out, see if it's any fun. If it is, we'll bring it back for future episodes. Go ahead, Bruce.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
He's so fine. All right.
Oh, shit. I just remembered. I'm going to have to actually know, like, verbs and shit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yep.
I totally forgot about this. I totally forgot. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you.
That's why
he's hosting it. He doesn't have to supply any of it.
I just have to tell you guys. So if you guys don't know what Mad Libs is, it's a story where you insert the blanks. So This app called Adult Mad Libs will ask for adjectives, nouns, plural nouns, blah, blah, blah.
Numbers.
And then and we all, as a group, collectively insert some. And then we come up with a funny story at the end, hopefully. This one is called Mixing Business with Pleasure in Las Vegas.
Uh-oh.
So how do you guys want to do this? Should we have it where everybody just shouts out at me? Or do you want to go around the room and everybody has a turn?
Let's do where it shouts, because then we can all pick.
Pick the best
one. Yeah, pick the best one. And then, because I don't think we're all going to know ones right off the top of our heads.
Okay. So if you're smart, this game is for you. I need an adjective.
Okay, so it's at Vegas, right? Yes. Smooth.
Creamy.
I like creamy.
Sexy.
It's basically just describing something.
I know. I can't think of one.
Deliciously.
Artistic.
Waxy.
I'm still good. I like creamy.
Okay, we'll go
creamy. I think it's going to be funny. We'll see what happens. All right. plural noun.
Plural noun.
Boobs. You have no idea what the story is.
Boobs.
We got boobs.
Dice. Cards.
Titties with two D's.
I mean, it's... There are strip clubs in Vegas.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to Vegas.
There are?
Oh.
Vets.
Dicks.
What do people like on this one? You guys like boobs? Or you like...
You guys, boobs, titties, whatever cards, Bruce said.
Dice, cards, bets, beers.
Breasts.
Casinos.
You can go casinos.
Boring.
strip clubs.
Creamy boobies. I'm sorry.
See, there you go, guys.
All good.
I'm putting boobs in. We'll see what happens.
See, now our mindset is linking up. We're connected.
Right, we got creamy, right. We got boobs. All right.
Okay, I'm here now. Let's do this.
All right. Verbs. Verb. A verb. One verb.
One verb. Run.
Oh, creamy boob run.
We don't know where it is in this sense.
Bounce.
Creamy boob bounce. I like bounce.
I like jiggle. Bounce. Jiggle. I like jiggle too.
Let's do jiggle.
Wiggle.
All right. Noun.
Plane. Road.
Dealer.
Ooh. Okay. Oh. Okay. We'll go dealer. Adjective.
Silky.
Blunt.
I'll do silky. Number. Just one number.
69.
3.
13.
We'll go 3. Adjective.
3 creamy boobies.
Red.
Where could that go?
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Turquoise.
It doesn't need to be color, just an adjective.
Oh, I thought you said color. Adjective. I don't know why.
Next one.
Is mango a color?
The next, it's weird because the next one is color, but I need an adjective right now.
Breathless. Circular.
Lacy.
Let's go lacy.
Color.
Plural noun.
Oh, I thought you said color was next.
I did, but.
Boobies.
Keep on.
Cars.
Clothing.
Legs.
We go legs.
Internets.
Internet. adjective. Sexy. I heard sexy earlier. Let's do that.
Okay.
All right.
I guess we're on.
It's loud in that head.
I'm tired of us.
Plural nouns.
Morgan said vaginas.
I did not.
Oh, I thought you did just say notes. Vaginas.
No, oh. I said Brian's tired of us.
Oh, I thought you said.
Damn.
I don't know.
Benjamins.
Let's go, Benjamins.
Benjamins.
Person in room. Brian.
Honer.
Let's do Brian. He's our guest.
Okay.
Oh.
He's not in the room, though.
Adjective.
Adjective.
Smart. Suave.
Glamorous.
I like suave.
Suave. Fine.
Number. Another number.
6.
30.
13. What I hear?
100.
We all say it at the same time again.
I put
high.
3.14.
Okay, now I need a color. Now I need a color.
Oh,
color
now he needs a color. Mango.
Type of liquid. Non-alcoholic beer.
Iced tea.
Titty milk.
All right, titty mead. Milk it is.
Mead.
No, another number.
13.
Okay.
Whoa.
We're almost done. We're almost done. Plural noun.
Cats.
Cops.
Dwarves.
Adjective.
Dwarves.
Short.
Short.
Oh, now you. Oh, okay. Wow. After I said
another number.
Five.
69 or five?
Oh, 69, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Seven.
A place.
Narnia.
L.A.
Russia.
Fiji.
England.
Fiji.
San Francisco.
Ooh, Fiji.
Well, I'm thinking like an actual place, like a
like McDonald's, a location.
Like a McDonald's.
Like a Taco Bell.
The In-N-Out Burger. The In-N-Out Burger.
Same place, McDonald's.
Your jail cell.
Ooh. All right, it's done.
All right, here we go.
It's Vegas.
That's true.
All right, I can't wait, because when we used to do this, we would put sound effects in certain parts. So we can't wait for the editor on this one.
All right, here we go. Headed to Las Vegas for a creamy business trip. But still want to check out the sights and boobs? Here are some tips you'll need to jiggle on your visit to Dealer City. After a silky day of three meetings, head to one of Vegas's many lacy buffets. Stuff yourself with fried legs, sexy tacos, and freshly baked Benjamins. Then you'll want to hit one of the big casinos like Brian Krause's Palace.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, or the MGM Suave. Don't feel badly if you blow $100 at the Mango Jack table, because hey, at least you got free shots of titty milk.
Hey.
Pace yourself. Don't have more than 13 drinks in an hour.
Yeah, don't.
That's good advice. And never mix hard cops with beer.
Hard cops?
That's good advice, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
It will make you feel short, and you'll never wake up in time for the 69 important meetings you have again in the next day. But the most important thing to remember is this. Have fun, because what happens in the McDonald's stays in the McDonald's.
Hey!
That was it.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And that was Drunk Libs.
That was it. Drunk Bad Libs. Short segment, but that's kind of fun.
Yeah. And you know, for the kids out there listening, some really, you know, important lessons in there.
Yeah. Watch out for the hard cops.
Don't mix drinking with hard cops. They're going to.
That's.
Oh, you get shots of titty milk.
Yeah. And the casino. And Brian's casino.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Palace.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lawless place.
That's for sure.
Anything goes.
That's awesome.
All right. So, how does everyone feel about this non alcoholic Seedless?
This is an easy drinker.
It is an easy drinker. Like, it's such a stinker.
You'll tell me more about it, Honer.
So, I'm actually enjoying it, you know. I can definitely taste that it's not non alcoholic. I think. Towards the end, like the aftertaste kind of tastes a little off, but like it doesn't taste like a straight up mango drink.
Yeah.
But besides that, I'm really enjoying it. Like if I were to take a break, I would definitely choose the Seedless from Urban Artifact for sure. I'm going to go ahead and give it for non-alcoholic, I am going to give it a 4.5.
Woo! Hey, Brian, you said that back in the day when you did drink, you were like a chugger. Do you find yourself drinking these pretty fast, or is it just like a slow sipper for you?
No, the carbonated drink for me is really hard to get down. It's more of a sipper for me. Beer, wine, those would disappear pretty quick.
Gotcha.
But this is more like, oh, my pinky is out.
when you did drink, did you indulge in craft beers at all? Did you ever enjoy that scene?
Not so much. I mean, it's pretty popular out in L.A. when I was living there. I didn't love the darker, crafty, thick, hopsy beer.
Yeah.
Like a stout. Here and there, I'd have one, you know, but no, my thing was always, you know, Bud Light.
Yeah, that's what I just
had. You know, I could just take a 32-ouncer and be done with it. It's just so easy to drink.
Absolutely. All right, so
and then you know it's light because you know I'm athletic and want to stay slim.
Yeah, he wants to be skinny.
I was so bad that I was like, you know, in my head so much like, oh, I'm going to drink so much, I'm going to get big, and I'm not going to work. And so every beer had about 100 calories, you know, in the light beers, and I was like, all right, well, running a mile is 100 calories. So I got into this thing for a while where I had to run a mile for every beer I drank.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
That'd keep you fit.
Yeah. So I ran 4 marathons, a couple halves. But there were days I'd get up and I'd be like, dude, 15-miler today. Let's go.
Brian Krause is doing that 35-kilometer run, and he's got a cart with a keg in it, and he's just drinking as he's running. I'm doing work at the same time.
Yeah, I think I need to go to vodka. There's no...
So what did you think about the mango? What would you rate this one?
I like the flavor. I'm not too sure about the aftertaste with it. It's a little, I don't know if it's chalky. I like the quick mango hit, but then it doesn't settle. It's like, okay, what am I?
What's next?
Kind of like I got a little film or something. Like, I don't love it. I don't hate it. I don't know that I would order it specifically. I'm looking forward to trying a different flavor, perhaps. Right. So I'd say the mango for me might be around the 3 level.
Okay.
I just really hope it doesn't have that same aftertaste that I'm getting with this one. Like, I don't know. There's something that it's just something that I'm not liking at the end. But I do like it enough to keep drinking it. But there's just something about that. It's like a thick, syrupy liquid, like.
That's that. I told you, it seems like buttery almost. It's a little bit like
it's something like that.
A little viscous. Yeah. I wish it was a little bit more mango. It's just a nice light mango. It's kind of juice, like apple juice wise, kind of like gotten this to without the bubbles. It doesn't have that acid as apple juice would. I'm going to give it a 3.5. I do like it. I would order it at a bar. I'm hoping that the strawberry is a little bit more intense and we'll have that in the future.
I actually enjoy this. I don't get that back end aftertaste that you guys are getting. For some reason, I enjoy it, whatever it is. And like I said, I'm not a mango guy, but for some reason, this drink is hitting a spot right now. So I'm going to give it a 4. And that could change. Like, I could have this next week and be like, no, fuck mangoes. You know, and I give it a 3, but.
That's so true, brother.
He's that wishy-washy.
My tongue is so unpredictable, dude.
It's crazy. I've seen what your tongue does.
That's disgusting, my brother.
Whoa. Are we talking about Vegas again?
Yeah. Speaking of tongues.
Morgie, what are you going to say?
I actually really like it. I have grown to love mango. I feel like if it was like done up like we talked about earlier, like over ice with like crushed mango and stuff like that, it'd be like... It'd be a solid 5 for me. But I'm gonna give it a 4. I really liked it, but I'm gonna give it a 4.
It sounded like you liked this better than the last one, and you gave it a less score.
I just want it to be like done up more.
I just want consistency, you know.
Listen, Brian, we don't have that here.
Yeah, throw some heels on it, do its hair.
Yeah,
you know,
dress it up.
Take it for a walk. Take it out. It deserves to be taken out.
Exactly.
Celebrate.
All right. So we got another ad coming up. Ad break. Niles Brewery.
Yeah.
Do you want to find a hidden gem in the Midwest craft beer scene? If so, your search is over. The Niles Brewing Company is a nano brewery that produces some of the finest craft beer in the Midwest, with several award-winning brews and more to come, thanks to the expertise of master brewer Brandon Townsley. Be sure to check Facebook and Instagram for updates on upcoming events. On Sundays, you can enjoy a delectable brunch collaborated with Jim's Smokin' Cafe from noon to 2 p.m., accompanied by Mimosa and Bloody Mary flight specials all day long. The brewery is located in Niles, Michigan, which features a social district downtown where patrons can enjoy their drinks outside on the sidewalk of Niles. For those seeking exceptional food, outstanding beers, and events that offer great company and entertainment, Niles Brewing Company is located at 206 East Main Street, Niles, Michigan, 49120. It is the ideal destination.
Bring that bang, bang, bang to the club, and I'm drinking this shit up like I'm a nun, and I'm doing what I can when I do it, man. Just sitting, chilling, doing what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'ma keep spewing it, I got this stewing the pot, and I'm gonna stir it up. I'ma eat it up like a chili.
He's honer.
Chili.
He's honer.
Got
he's
some chili.
Honer.
Chili.
With a
chili.
Boner.
Got some
he's got
chili.
One.
Chili.
Right now.
Hey, got one right now. Tiger type beat, 2023 bang club banger type beat. Hello, Shin 777 on YouTube.
Hey, Brian, you like rap?
I do like rap.
All right.
That was that rap?
Oh!
rap battle time.
Well, I was dancing. Right. That was fun.
So yeah, I guess that means in the next break, you got to jump in and give us your licks.
Oh, man, I have nothing. I'm the worst.
All right, so we're done.
I like how you rhyme, though, and it finally got to boner. That was sweet.
That's usually one of our go-tos, boner, boner. Welcome back, Drunk with Buddies. We are about to get into our third beer of the day, Guinness Draught. 0.0 Guinness.
That's draft.
0.0 is draft?
No, it says draft on it.
Guinness the, draft? The, says the drought mean it's draft.
So you pronounce it draft?
Draft.
Yes. Draft.
Oh.
Draft. Oh. A draft.
This is just a learning lesson today.
Wow.
It's a drought.
Yeah. It's going to taste like one.
It's a draft.
But no, this is a non-alcoholic beer, porter stout, 0% IBU or 0% ABV, 28 IBU, with 23.8 thousand check-ins. It's a 3.17 out of 5, which is pretty average, but that's still a good average. Style guide says to create Guinness Draught, the St. James Gate Brewers start by brewing Guinness exactly as they always have, using the same natural ingredients, water, barley, hops, and yeast, before gently removing the alcohol through a cold filtration method. The cold filtration process allows the alcohol to be filtered out without presenting thermal stress to the beer, protecting the integrity of its taste and character. The brewers then carefully blend and balance the flavors to ensure the distinctive flavor profile and taste characteristics of Guinness. The resulting product is a stout that is unmistakably Guinness, just without the alcohol, featuring the same dark ruby red liquid and creamy head, hints of chocolate and coffee. So, Brian, you said you don't like Guinness.
I wasn't a large drinker of Guinness. I would do it with the car bomb drink.
Oh, yes.
That was about it.
That's one of my favorites. So let's see what you think about this then.
Well, Guinness itself has what? Two different? There's a black and a tan, right?
Black and tan is just a mixing of a lager with a Guinness. It's not a different type.
I thought Guinness had a Guinness dark and a Guinness light. Is that
no,
am I wrong?
No. That's all right. They also make a beer called Harp, which is their lager.
That's right. Oh, that got it.
I like this.
Well, at first it's a little watery.
Yeah.
But then it kind of kicks in. It's got that same bite that a Guinness has. And then, you know, I got the foam on my, you know, porn stash, and that was kind of like, oh, okay, I'm drinking it. Wow, that aftertaste really, this is a beer.
Yeah, the closest thing to a beer I think right now we have on this show.
Yeah, that tasted just like Guinness to me.
Yeah,
it's a little watery. It doesn't have the viscosity, the thickness that I think a beer will have. But
I feel like this is one of those non-alcoholic beers where it actually tastes just like it, you know, like some places kind of change it too much to where it doesn't even give you any remnants of the last beer that it's trying to
be.
But this one actually literally tastes like all they did was they just took out minus one like ingredient was the alcohol or whatever. I don't know.
Well, the bite has the end on it. I just feel it's missing the creaminess of a Guinness.
I'm getting a lot of cream in this motherfucker.
And I miss the thickness too. So
I'm getting thick in this too.
So it's very watery to me, but it doesn't taste bad.
See, you say watery, but I also think Guinness tastes watery to me.
Well, then someone's pouring you bad. Someone's pouring you
bad.
Well,
they ain't pouring me good.
Because I believe if you can look it up, I think it takes a full 5 to 6 minutes to
pour. No, that's in Ireland, bro. That's the actual one.
You're supposed to do it here too.
Yeah, they never
do
that. No, but that's what I mean. So the ones that I've actually had, are watery. So that's why I'm like, this tastes just like
Guinness. No, you're in for experience. If someone ever pour you a good one,
then fucking pour me one then.
Okay, go buy one.
Yeah, very much reminds me of beer without, like you said, the thickness, which is part of what kept me out of the craft beer scene.
Yeah.
You know, drinking a loaf of bread, like it's just like, give me, you know, 85 light beers. Right. Like, I didn't like the thickness, but Boy, this I like this.
Yeah, I like this too. I'm surprised. I didn't know if I was because, like I said, I wasn't a big fan of Guinness, but maybe the alcohol is what I needed to get rid of. You know?
Whoa. Well, hey, let's not get crazy now.
All right, let's get into our next segment, yeah?
Yeah, hit it.
So I'm going to slide.
Dive bar review. 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4, maybe a couple of 5s. Dive bar review. Dive Bar Reviews is where I read 1 through 5-star reviews for dive bars I'll probably never visit. All right, let's do this thing. Today, we're digitally visiting HMS Bounty in Los Angeles, California. You ever been there, Brian?
HMS Bounty. I don't know that I have. Do you have a address for that?
It's on Google, but I took the Los Angeles, California part, not the actual address.
HMS Bounty. I don't know that I've been there now.
All right. Well, Google describes this bar as the nautical-themed HMS Bounty restaurant on the ground floor, opened in 1962 in a space formerly occupied by the Gay Room and later the Secret Harbor. The Secret Harbor opened in 1951 as an outpost of Wilshire's leading restaurant family of the 1940s and 50s.
Yes, it's on Wilshire.
Brothers Seymour and Harold Dimmesdale are the ones that created it, I assume.
Harold?
It's in Koreatown.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Haven't been down there. That was, I live probably not too far from there, but you know, it's a bit of drinking and driving to get to that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if these reviews will get you there. I don't know. Vrone Harrison, 4-star says, one of the nicest dive bars I've been to. The ambience is great. Very old school. They did was good. And the drinks were even better. You can get a wise guy drink special of a can of beer and a shot for $6. The menu had everything from broiled pork chops to lobster tails, and the prices are really reasonable. I will definitely be coming back. Lobster tails in that motherfucker.
Lobster tails.
What kind of dive bar is
this? Yeah. I don't know.
And it's about a boat from a movie and a book, HMS Bounty, where there was like they mutinied. And so, but it's from what I remember on this place, I think it's like 14 miles from the ocean.
Was it Treasure Island?
Yeah.
No, it's called Mutiny on the Bounty.
Like I fucking knew that. All right.
Yeah.
Jules R with a 1-star says, since 2012, I've been coming to this place and today was a total disappointment. Drinks were overpriced. Bartender was okay. Waitress Leslie was great. And Ricky was awesome. Food is overpriced now. Their music did changed, and it's better now since you can play through their AMI music app. Barking is still the same where you have to look around or pay. Good luck, HMS Bounty. I loved you for years, but today I part ways.
Good riddance.
Wow. All right. I guess now it's time to go.
She's finally gone.
Yeah.
Shut the bar down.
I've been waiting.
Bartenders were great. Years.
He Everybody hasn't been there since 2012.
How are they going to survive?
Wow.
How is a $6 drink overpriced? It's LA. It's like 25 bucks.
And the guy and one of the guys said $6 for a beer and a shot. Like that's right there is a steal. Hello.
You're in LA and that's a good brand. And lobster tail.
Pardon my
Listen, I don't know where she's going. Yeah, like get out of here.
Yeah. Pardon the pun, but that's a catch to me.
Hey.
Zynga. Bump, bump. All right. Alexandria Richardson with a 3-star says,
a little better.
The nautical decor is pretty cute, but the food and drinks aren't that great. The shrimp were overcooked and the pasta bread was very oily. The drinks I ordered had lemons, wedges that were going bad. The staff moved our table due to a reservation mix-up and took longer to take our orders than people seated after they moved our table.
What is pasta bread?
Pasta
bread is oily?
Yeah, is that like not garlic bread?
Are they just, I mean, when I get spaghetti and I have garlic bread, sometimes I put the the spaghetti right on the garlic toast. Yeah. Is that what they're ordering? It the pasta bread? What's the pasta bread?
I don't know. Your table.
I'll order that.
Listen, she gave it a meh. So, you know, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Yeah. She's like, I want to be mad at everything, but I'm kind of happy because
she didn't have the cojones to give a bad review. She's like, I don't like anything, but I'm going to give them a 3.
I mean, the fact that they actually fucked up the reservation and then made them move and then started serving them faster than them would kind of be kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so she has her reasons, but.
Should have ordered that lobster tail. lobster
tail. It always goes back.
I
kind of want to go. So far, I've not been deterred from this place.
I want to try this pasta bread. I want to know what they're
talking
about.
Yeah, right?
And this lobster.
Hey, give me a little lobster tail and some pasta bread. At a dive bar?
I might get sick, but it will be fine.
Yep. Hey, dive bars, of anything, are usually known for their food.
Absolutely.
Yes. Their seafood, though? Okay.
But at least they're by an ocean.
That's true.
I wouldn't eat. I wouldn't go to Pirate's Cove right here in Indiana and order lobster tail.
Yeah, and this place is literally nautical themed. Like it's like it knew they were gonna have some type of seafood, so I feel like they prepared for it. It wasn't just like a BS. Like, hey, let's just add that shit on there.
I still feel like it might be a little iffy. Just a little.
I bet the fish and chips are off the chain.
Off the chain. I'm down for that. Well, Alexandra Lever 1-star says, "Food is not good." Would rather eat McDonald's.
Wow. Okay.
That's it? That's all she said?
That's all she said. That's all she wrote.
Give it a 1.
Yeah, 1-star.
I don't think you can give a 0.
I kind of want to know what she got to avoid it, you know? Like, you put anything, any effort.
Go get your little filet of fish and get out of here.
Get out of here with that bad tartar sauce.
Yeah. You go home and drink with your freaking supersized fries.
Hey, don't be knocking on those fries.
I'm not. It's if you don't want to be there for the lobster tail, they'll bag on a place.
Yeah.
Jeez. Take your McDonald's home.
All right. Melody B with a final 5-star says,
"Oh,
neighborhood jam. Can't express the amount of attention the wait staff and owners gave me. The restaurant was a bit busy, but everyone received individual attention as though no one else was around. The food is amazing and fresh, and the bartender is now one of my favorite people in LA. She made my custom drink to perfection on her very first try. This will be my go-to hangout when I visit my dad from now on."
There probably was nobody around.
Somebody got some.
Favorite person in all of LA. Wow. That's a lot of people.
Someone got a phone number.
She be getting some dick counts.
Ooh. That body count just went bing,
bling, just like a boner. All right, so there you have it. Cheap beer and cheap food, but maybe you'll get kicked out of your seat for another reservation. Some say McDonald's tastes better, but I'll never know because I'll probably never go. So if you're in LA, then give HMS Bounty a visit, you nautical heads. Back to you, Blasey.
All I know is Brian's going to take a picture in front of the HMS Bounty and send it to us.
Yeah, be like 2 stars.
he's holding a lobster tail.
The one day he goes that Jules R is there.
Oh.
I'll be like, you want to get out of here?
Oh! Hey! And she says yes.
Then you guys just leave and get in separate cars and drive away.
All right, see that you was online.
That was Dive Bar Reviews by Honer the Boner.
Hey.
Let's figure out what we think about this beer. We're drinking through fast pretty quick.
Yeah.
We're drinking through fast.
I don't know what English he was saying.
We're drinking through pretty
fast. Are you sure these are not alcoholic?
Yeah.
They're 0.5.
There's a big giant 0 on the can.
Alrighty. Brian, have you had a chance to sip on this a little bit?
I've sipped on it a bit. I do enjoy this. This is unlike the others that I've tried that make, you know, you drink so quick. This is a sipping beer, just like a Guinness would be.
Yeah.
I like the weight of it, the aftertaste. It's a little watery, quick, but as a non-alcoholic beer, this is tops. I'd give it a 4.5 for sure.
Nice. Woo! That means good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm with you. Like, I like the fact that this is not making my stomach feel heavy. Like, that's the best part, because Guinness usually does. I still taste the creaminess, and it does have that taste of Guinness. Like I said, it just feels like they took out that alcohol. That's exactly what it tastes like. So
that's what I said.
I'm gonna give it a 4.25.
Oh,
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with Blase. I'm gonna give it a 4.25 as well. I really enjoyed this one. I was kind of excited to try it because I do like the taste of Guinness sometimes, and it's been a while since I've had it. So here's that time. And I enjoyed myself.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay, yay. Morgan. So if you saw this live, her face when she sipped it was like, I just ate shit.
Oh.
Yeah. No. So like I'm not a beer person. I'm a little bit of an alcohol like okay, I can do shots, but like sipping on a drink, like taking a drink, like that's gonna take, or having a drink's gonna take me a little bit. I do not like Guinness whatsoever, so I'm gonna give this a 2. I think it was very watery for being a Guinness, but again, it's probably the alcohol that they took out or whatnot. But I mean, it's not the worst thing, but it's also not the greatest. Not a fan.
So I'm a big Guinness drinker. I do like Guinness. As a non-alcoholic beer, I'd give this a 4. But as just a beer and drinking it on its own, I'm calling it the ghost of a Guinness. Like, it's just the spectral remnants of one. So for that reason, I would give it a 3. So I'm going to average those together and give this a total of a
3.5.
3.25.
It's well broken down.
Oh shit. Brian Krause in the building tonight. Brian Krause in the building tonight.
On that island with Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a sleepwalker. He was on Texas Walker Ranger.
Hey.
Walker, Texas Ranger. That, I got
beat up by.
Red Ryan Ting.
Hey, yeah.
He's an angel, but he got to his devilish ways. Now he's got to get some strange in the club. What?
Shouts out to you. What was her name?
Oh, Jules. Jules R. Are you ready for Brian?
Krause.
All right, free beats, get copyright, Siamese, free type beat, 2024, beats provider on YouTube.
I love you, Jade.
Chicka, 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 chicka.
Also, be sure to check out the UPS store on State Road 23 in Ironwood for printing, copying, shipping, notary, and Amazon drop-offs. They are good friends of the pod and help us out. They will help you out. That's the UPS store on State Road 23 in Ironwood in South Bend, Indiana. We are back, drunk with Bombardiers, whoop, whoop. And we're on our fourth and final beer, another one from Urban Artifact. Honer.
Yeah, so this one is Seedless Strawberry by Urban Artifact, non-alcoholic beer, sour, 0% ABV, 0 IBU. There's only been 30 check-ins in the world for this one, and it's 3.79 out of 5.
Not bad.
And Style Guide just says non-alcoholic fruit tart, juicy berry strawberry.
Very close to a juice.
I feel. It's very juicy.
Is it closer to a juice than the last one?
Mm. Actually, I prefer this one over the mango.
I think I prefer this one, too.
I agree. That's a good bitch.
And it's sour, too, which...
Nice and tart.
Woo! Oh, mama.
Oh, yeah. Is that a good mama or a bad mama?
It's like a spring Saturday afternoon on the porch.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds playing like golf. That's a good mama. That's a good mama right
playing
there.
Playing golf, baby.
Let's go.
All right.
Have you ever met Tiger Woods?
I knew this one was going to be better. We all knew.
Oof. It's an eye opener. Oof.
Have you ever played golf with Tiger Woods?
No. Not yet.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Put it into the universe.
That's damn right.
Tiger loves me.
He's a huge,
charm fan.
And
huge
then he's
charm.
Summoning.
Tiger.
He ends up summoning Tiger King.
He's just going to call me Leo all the time. I'll be like, stop it, Eldridge. He'll be like, oh, yeah, we'll have like this whole thing.
You guys will be best friends. I can see it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love you, Tiger.
Yeah.
What about you, Morgie? How do you feel about this? And she also made a smoothie too with like berries to add into it.
Okay, so it's not a smoothie. It's just frozen strawberries and ice that I just blended together for like 2 seconds.
You're going crazy right now.
I know. These alcoholic beers are just getting to me right now. I like it. I prefer the mango one just because I like mango more than strawberry. But
these are
it's okay.
These are actual organic strawberries, though.
Like, yeah.
I know you don't like artificial, but these are the real deal.
I know.
Yeah. They're grass fed and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you're lying.
Brian, I think you're fucking lying.
Which Brian?
I didn't say anything.
Stop it.
I love you, Tiger.
Hell yeah. Did Brian give his thoughts, right? He gave his thoughts.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he said, fuck yeah, it's a good mama.
Yeah. Bruce, what'd you think?
I like this more than the mango. It's definitely juicier. Stronger on the strawberry than the mango was on the other one. It's nice and tart, which I come to love with a good urban artifact. Get that tartness.
Let's get into Bruce trivia.
Let's move on.
Bruce trivia.
Bruce,
spank that ass, Bruce.
Bruce. Sometimes you're wrong, sometimes you're right.
Tag team match tonight.
Time for Bruce Trivia, that's right.
Bruce Trivia coming at you live.
Welcome everybody to Bruce Trivia. I'm your host, Bruce the Beer Bandit. And we're going to have a two-some fight. We have team number one, Brian Krause and Morgan, versus the Town Brothers.
Our tag team names.
Not so super.
Our tag team name is Explosive.
Shit, dude. Explosive like some shit. Diarrhea.
Morgan, do we have a name?
I don't know. I didn't think of one. I didn't know this was going to happen.
I didn't think so. One is their team name.
The Charmers.
Ooh.
Oh, the Charmers. I didn't hit record. Just kidding.
Oh. That was explosive.
All right, so we're going to play Risk versus Reward. I'm going to give each team a question, and they can decide to answer it and get 1 point. But if they think the opposing team doesn't know the answer, they can push it to them. And if they get it wrong, the team that pushed it forward gets double the points.
Oh, we're going to explode all over.
So that's
you.
The Risk versus Reward. Oh. We're going to have our guest team go first. Here is your first question. Don't blurt out the answer if you know it right away, unless you just want to.
Tiger Woods!
Oh, whoa. That's right, somehow. No, I'm just kidding.
Why did that sound like an actual like sound effect, though, didn't it?
We got to cut it and make it a
Tiger Woods!
Tiger Woods! So you guys confer what you guys want to do. Don't blur out the answer. Here we go. This color is used in the slang term for a type of angel. Who protects a trio in their universe? Do you guys wish to answer or push risk getting double points and send it to the super dumb boys?
That's explosive.
How you feeling about that one, Morgan?
Oh, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about it, I think.
Okay. All right, you take the lead on this one because I'm stuck between two different colors.
No. So what are you going to do? You going to push it to them, or are you going to answer it for 1 point?
We know what it is.
I think we're answering, right?
Yeah, we're going to answer it. It's going to be white.
That is correct.
What? Sure. She said white.
Other color was purple, and I just didn't.
Yeah, I was thinking about like red. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, explosive.
Right.
The leader of this four-person-ish ninja squad that roams the sewers of New York City, looking for pizza and a foot, has what color mask?
You said the leader?
The leader. Do you wish to answer or risk trying to get double?
Answer, brother. Explosive.
Me or you?
You, go ahead.
Blue.
That is correct. It's 1-1.
I'm blue, da-ba-dee-ba-da-da.
All right, wow. Morgan and Brian. In the 1970s, had a myriad of great guitarists. Jimi Hendrix was one of them and had a song title with this color smoke. The 1970s had a lot of great guitarists. Jimi Hendrix is one of them, and he had a song title with this color smoke.
Oh.
No Google.
Are you guys going to answer or risk seeing if they know the answer?
Yeah, this is all you. I'm a little too young for that.
Wow. I mean, I think it's the same as the last answer, but what happens if we miss it?
They don't get the answer. You guys just don't get a point this round.
Oh, what do you think? I think it's, we'll answer it's white as well.
Is that your final answer?
No. Yeah.
All right.
Purple.
That is incorrect. Purple haze. Purple haze.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
My sister had a poster in her room, and he was guitaring with purple smoke.
I was honestly thinking of Purple Rain. But I was like, wait, haze. No.
Purple haze, yeah.
I was like, what songs have smoke in them?
Oh, my gosh. I'm such an idiot.
All right. The explosive here's your guys. Some have seen this short film that has a character named Steven in it. But most people just stop at the sight of this on the road, hanging on a line.
Is this another color?
But a little bit more. You may repeat the question?
Yes.
Some have seen this short film that has a character named Steven in it, but most people just stop at the sight of this on the road, hanging by a line. Do you wish to answer or see if they know the answer?
I mean, Brian, think about it. If we answer it, then they don't get a choice, so then we stay tied. So might as well just say a color.
Yeah.
All right. Answer away.
Yellow.
The thing that you stop on a road that's hanging from a line is called a stoplight. A red stoplight.
I thought you said a color.
Red light.
The stoplight is yellow.
Yeah, but a red light is
yellow stoplight, motherfucker.
And Brian, why does red light sound very important to you?
Because you gotta stop at them.
Red light, green light.
I like the therapy.
Weren't you in a movie playing a character named Steven in a movie called Stoplight? A red light, I mean?
Stop, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that's a good one. That one, they've actually used that, I think the one I'm thinking about for police training.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It's pretty disturbing. there was an actual real video that made it out there, kind of went viral years ago. A student at UCLA decided he wanted to take that and make it into a short. And basically we recreated the entire video where this guy pulls a guy over, you know, a random stop. And, you know, unfortunately lost his life, whatever, the whole thing. So I play the crazy guy that, cop killer, but they actually use that video, the short that we made, in a lot of police training. Pretty crazy. Yeah. So I get pulled over extra. So ooh. You don't want to be with me. They're like, why does that guy look guilty?
No.
He just does.
Hey-o.
They don't know why. They're just like, no, I don't like that guy.
All right, there's two questions left. It's a tie game. Morgan and Brian, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Alicia Beth Moore is a singer better known as whom? Alicia Beth Moore is a singer better known as whom?
Ooh, what do you think?
Do you mean Alicia?
Yep. Do we got this one, yeah, Maury? Yeah.
He's sounding confident.
Are you feeling confident?
I mean, I answered the first one, so it's only right if you answer this one.
Well, I answered the last one wrong.
Shit.
That means she does not got it.
I think we have to answer, like they said, like we go with their theory the last time. They don't get a chance. We stay tied.
That's true.
So let's work this out. So Alicia, blah, 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 blah. Maybe the person kept their first name and changed their last name. So it's Alicia, Keys?
Is that your final answer?
Alicia Keys. Fuck me.
There is a theme actually going on here, guys. All the answers have been colors. That's so not a color. Pink is the answer.
God damn it. I fucking love pink too.
Yeah, you don't know her actual name?
No.
You gotta use your words next time, partner.
Yeah, Bruce is cheating.
All right. Town Brothers.
Explosive. Let me go with Alicia Keys.
I was thinking too. I was like, oh yeah, Alicia Keys. Like, yeah, but all these, on the same page.
I even said on the last one, I said these are all colors, right?
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right, I wasn't listening. In golf, you're always trying to get it to this place where the hole is located.
The green.
Oh wow. And they win.
Stop. That was the easiest question fucking ever.
Would you like to give your victory speech over these two?
We are explosive, brother.
We just exploded all over your faces.
Yeah, that's right. Well, me on her and you on him.
TNT, town to town.
That's right. TNT, explosive.
Wow.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like this either. Oh, shit. Damn.
That was fun. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
That sucked.
How we can host.
I hate losing.
I know. What the fuck?
Hey,
ask me that Jimi Hendrix question.
Alicia Keys.
Re-record that segment.
Give me the
lead. One of the lead singers of this Tenacious D is what person's black? Oh, I just gave the answer.
I got that one.
You got that one.
Kyle Gass.
Kyle Gass.
All right, I think that's it for that segment, guys. What do you guys think about this beer?
I'm loving it.
Brian. Loving the strawberry? Yeah, I do like this strawberry a lot.
What are you gonna rate it? Are you gonna get it?
I mean, I would. It's a nice summer day. It's like this is a great alternative if you're going anywhere and you don't want to drink. And I, you know, if you're into the strawberry flavor, I think it has to be over ice, you know, get this thing out of the can and pour it properly. I think it's almost as much. I'm going to go 4.65.
Oh,
I like it better than the Guinness. It's not bitter. It's sweet. It's kind of a little pick me up. My eyes are big and bright right now. I said, maybe it's got caffeine. I don't know. I'm all jacked up.
Woo!
Maybe it's the tartness. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna run right out.
Fruit.
Yeah, I'm gonna say for a non-alcoholic, this is probably one that I could choose like every time. So I'm gonna go ahead and give it a 5.
Oh!
All right, I'm gonna give it a 4.5. I too enjoy it.
You hear how nobody cheered for you?
Yeah, good job, dude.
Good job, man. You rated a beer.
I'm giving it a 4.5 because the strawberry hits just great. So juicy and tart. It is a great for any occasion. I think if you're not drinking and all your friends are and you want to, you know, have a good time with them, this is going to be your wide-eyed awakener. 4.5.
I'm going to give it, I'm also going to give it a 4.5. I really like it. I did put it over strawberries and ice and it was really good. So yeah, I really like this one, but it's not 5.
Awesome. Looks like good scores for Urban Artifact yet again.
Whoop, whoop.
And that is it.
They're red.
Yep.
Ding. Keys.
Thank you.
Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys.
Come on.
Brian Krause, out of all of these beers that you've tried today, which one would you order on a last call? So bartender comes up to you and says, hey, what are you taking home? Well, taking home, but you know what I mean.
He's taking home jewels.
I imagine I've already had some strawberries. I'm already a little jacked up, right? I gotta break this down here, right? Okay, the tea feels more of a afternoony kind of brunch drink. Strawberries a bit of a celebration. I think if it's last call and I'm stood and think people are still there. Remember, it's 1:32 in the morning. I don't want to get super jacked up, right? So it's like, oh, I want something maybe to last a while. So we're kind of out there late. I think I'm going with the Guinness.
Okay, yeah, that's surprising because
I had a feeling that's where it was going because I feel the same way.
You do?
Yeah. I would end it with a heavier drink. Not heavier, but a little darker drink out of all these ones. Nice.
What about you guys?
I'm taking a strawberry home. Yep. Taking that strawberry.
Morgan?
I'm going to go with the mango.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Guinness as well. I think this is a little too tart. Like, I do like it a lot.
Well, I couldn't do it for a last one.
Yeah.
Especially at that.
You want to make that last one last.
Yeah.
Make that last one last.
Yeah, you know.
Now, Brian, do us a big favor. Whatever, which one was your most favorite of the day? Can you grab a Sharpie, autograph that thing, and send it back to us? We have a wall of, that's our guest book. Our guest book is all of our guests giving their signatures on there, and we display it proudly for, you know, social media and things like that. We'll pay for the shipping. I'll give you the address and stuff off air, and we really appreciate you being on the show and having some fun with us.
Sweet. Of course. I already crushed the can and threw it in the recycling. Is that? I'm kidding.
And you got me.
I got you.
Last thing, do you have any socials you want to promote? Do you have anything going on in your life that you want to promote?
I mean, I don't. I'm on social media, on Instagram, Brian Krause 21. I have a Facebook. I'm barely on it, but just the Instagram, no more Twitter, X, Snapchat, or any of those. Just the gram, and I'm barely ever on there. I'm the worst at self-promotion. So maybe you'll see something about my kid or, you know, some sunset. That's about it. So definitely look me up.
Any projects you want to promote? You had some people.
Well, it hasn't come out yet, but I'm Die Hard 3 is coming out next year on Roku sometime in June. I got a pretty good role in that movie, something that's really outside of what I do, what I am, and that's going to be awesome. I think you mentioned in the beginning, The Wendigo, which just came out right now. You can find that on Amazon. If you do, give it a good rating. Good friend of mine, Gabe Torres, who I met in between the Blue Lagoon and Sleepwalkers, we did a movie called December. He directed this, and he's a really great filmmaker. So that's a different scary if you're into the chupacabra type of thing and
hell yeah,
being scared.
We love horror in this house.
Yeah. This one it's you know independent, lower budge, but it's the scary is scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're a fan of anything.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Brian. Thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure to talk to you and meet you and share these beers with you.
It's an honor. Thank you so much for having me. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. Next time we'll have to do it where, you know, you got to give me some of these, you know, questions a little sooner so we can do better in the bonus round trivia section.
Next time, if you're out here for that convention, we'll do it live.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Awesome.
Then I'll put my brother. I'll put my brother through your table.
Ooh.
Then we'll start wrestling.
Sweet. All right. If not, we'll see you guys at Lexington Comic Con. Yeah!
And now we are going to shout out to the top 15 cities downloaded on our last episode.
Chicago, Illinois, Southern Indiana, Englewood, Ohio, Dublin, Leicester, Ireland, Mishawaka, Indiana, Franklin, Maine, Hesse, Germany, Rocky River, Ohio, Knox, Indiana, Raleigh, North Carolina, Cortland, New York, Wayne, New Jersey, Mahawkaguan, New Jersey, Bayonne, New Jersey, Detroit, Michigan, Niles, Michigan, Indianapolis, Indiana, Southfield, Michigan, St. John's, Michigan, Silva, North Carolina, Morrisburg, Ontario, Canada, Atlanta, Georgia.
Brian.
Probably was.
Was that it?
That was it.
Top 15. All right.
Oh, nice.
Now let's do another shout out, but this time to our premium subscribers, sponsors.
The Great One, Vic.
Yes.
Matt Snyder.
Yes.
Come down a little bit.
And Sylvia Tom.
Thank you.
Please use our promo code DRUNKWITHBUDS, no spaces, on Tavor to get $10 off your second order. That's DRUNKWITHBUDS, promo code with no spaces. Now time for our socials. Honer, what do you got?
I'm Honer Creations on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I make dumbass videos for dumbass people like me. I'm also the social media guy for DRUNKWITHBUDS. So if you're talking to us, you're talking to me.
Bruce.
I'm Beer Bandit Bruce on Twitter /X. I'm Bruce the Beer Bandit on everything else, including Untapped. I just do want to do one little shout out. We're going to be at Revolution Brewing on the 11th doing a live podcast. If you're going to be there drinking, you can go, whoa, yo, whatever. Shout out.
Morgan, you have anything?
I'm just Facebook. You can find me at Handmade by Morgan on Facebook.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And as for me, I got nothing. But Honer.
Also, one of our buddies has given us a shout out on their show, so I figured I'd give him love back. So this is the Semi-Skeptic Podcast. It's a conspiracy podcast with two miserable British blokes. Contains humor that crybaby attention seekers may find offensive.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Brian, don't listen.
Shouts out. All right, that is it for this week, guys. Thanks for joining us. And again, thank you to Brian Krause for giving us his time.
Oh, yeah, it was a great time.
Great, great guest. Awesome, very interesting person, and funny as hell. So thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Go see him in Lexington.
Can't wait to be there.
Hey, hey, I praise you.
Then I raise you.
Now I'll race you.
Then you turn on me and I'll face you.
Face me to the death, see? You can meet heaven gates really quickly, cause I'ma kill you. Once you meet me, gonna meet your fate, see? That's what I'm saying, see? Don't mess with me, see? Cause I'm gonna do that shit to ya.
You can go to heaven gates or go to hell and listen to Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I praise you.
I like Kevin Gates. I was joking. Sorry.
Free Juice World Type B 2023. Praise you by Practify Kick on YouTube.
Stay sexy, everyone.